materialism is a form of idolatry. It's making money into God. And like all forms of idolatry, it has tremendous implications. One is it makes the spiritual life waste away, or it surrounds the spiritual life with the values of materialism. And again, that's what you see in health and wealth gospel. That's what you see in prosperity theology. Because what these men usually are doing is they're saying, okay, you're going to get this payoff. That's materialism, but we've put it into the Christian realm. You're going to get this payoff here and now from your giving, and you're going to get 10 times more back. Well, if they really believe that, why don't they take everything that's given to them, which is paying their incredible salaries and paying for their jets, and why don't they give it away so that they would have 10 times more? You know, well, that's not what they do. They take what other people sacrificially give to them, and sure, they probably give some personally in their own lives, but they certainly don't do what they're calling upon other people to do in terms of the level of sacrifice, because they're not living sacrificial lifestyles. That's just, is they're flying around their jets and they're going on their vacations and wearing their jewelry that's evident on the television camera. And all, you know, as they're doing that, that's not where their values are. So what they've done is they've co-opted the secular worldview of materialism, and they've put Bible verses with it. And this is what happens to us, even if it's not health and wealth gospel per se. Materialism taints our lives. It hinders, can even destroy our spiritual lives. And in managing God's money, I give several examples of that from Scripture. And the thing is, materialism, it's like what Jeremiah talks about, is a broken cistern that can't hold water. It will never satisfy. So it's like a drug addiction. You know, the more you do it, the worse it gets and the less it satisfies. And really, that's repeatedly stated in the book of Ecclesiastes. Look at Solomon. It brought him no satisfaction. He said, "The sleep of the laborer is sweet, but the abundance of the rich man permits him no sleep." And the more you have, the more you have to worry about. Unhappiness, anxiety, futility. And then what materialism does, because it's this false god, it not only keeps you from enjoying the person of God, in whom are all the great blessings, because he's the source of them all, but it obscures many of life's greatest blessings right now, because the person who's wrapped up in the money god doesn't take the time to love and enjoy his small children, the walk in the park, the flowers, the petting the dog, all of the kind of little blessings of life. And of course, materialism can always lead to pride and kind of an elitist attitude and the destruction of the family. And I'll just finish with that one, because there are many more, but I'll finish with that one because how many people have we both known who have spent their lives making money and building this dream house for their family, and by the time the dream house is built, the family has been broken up, and they're either living alone in that dream house, or their family's living in that dream house, and they're living alone in an apartment somewhere, because they sacrificed God's dreams, the great dreams, the Christ-centered, family-centered dreams, for the lesser dream of materialism.